in Congress tomorrow. And then I'm going out in the background rather than the ministry.
Right.
I think we'll save that, particularly if you're going to have a press conference this week. You bounce off this, you get a chance to hit it. And I don't think it's heavy enough.
Well, actually, that was my feeling. Yeah.
talking about this rural development thing. And I've got a very good memo.
Thought you said I had signed.
Well, I'm not so sure you do.
Not so sure you don't.
The agricultural boy is Clayton Yoyer, who's a guy over at the committee, and Earl Butts. Both come on very, very strong and say, God, we are losing all the good gains that Butts has made with the farmers. And they say, this would just be one more blow.
Yeah.
But they say, all this talk about food prices, all the talk about don't eat beef, eat chicken, all that kind of stuff,
it's
hurting with the farmers. And they say, please stop talking.
Yeah, but you're on the other hand, Butts is doing very well with the farmers.
He is, but his argument is, I've done very well, I've turned the thing around in 8 months, but between now and November, we can blow it if we're not careful. And he says, quit talking about food prices over there in the damn White House. Play it cool. Talk about something else at press conferences. And don't take any further actions that will be interpreted by farmers, especially cattlemen, as being adverse to their interests. Politically, we just cannot afford it.
Well, what about the food price thing?
Well,
the broader issue. So,
I've got an
angle. We lose, so we lose on the farmers.
I've got an angle.
We've got food prices. It's going to affect a hell of a lot more people than farmers.
How'd you like to blame that on George McGovern? You know why food prices are high? Because we've added 9 million people to the food stamp rolls, or 7 million, or whatever it is.
Yes, we signed that contract.
I grant you that we signed it, but it was McGovern's bill. And what's happened is that we've added buying power to this market. At the high end of the market, these people go in and they spend their food stamps on ripe olives, and hummingbird's tongues, and maraschino cherries, and all that kind of stuff, as to which there is a short supply. That still is food prices, and those are food prices that are going up. And it's the food stamp legislation that is partially accountable. Now, that's my theory.
I didn't do it at the time.
I don't know.
I
don't
know. It's very irresponsible.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got to go.
No, unfortunately, I can assure you, I have never ranked it.
I know you have.
And every person I've kicked it out, I have never said I'd be proud of it.
Well, here's what I've done. I don't know if this theory's right or not. I've tried it on a couple of businessmen audiences, and it's gone over pretty well. And so I think it's time I check my facts, so I've got it over for the
economy. Would that mean, John, that the other side of that we should then come out for reducing the number of people getting food stamps?
Now, the alternative to it was commodities, where you give people flour and milk and sugar and staples, and they're low-cost items,
yeah.
And they're in surplus.
What is the argument on that front? The food stamp allows them to spend it any way they want.
The argument is that all these poor people are just entitled to maraschino cherries as the rich people. That's what
food stamps originally did provide for other countries.
That's right.
It all combined.
It was a combined program. But that was eliminated.
See,
it was in this great hunger
by us.
Well, I suspect we were right in there with the rest of them. But let me try and prove it out, and we'll see. But otherwise, I think the only thing you can do with food prices is to say, well, the economists tell us that we've done all the right things, and things are going to get better. And other prices are getting better. Buying power is going up. It's easier for the consumer now to buy food. And so that's a net plus. Certainly, when a housewife goes to the food market, she's 4% better off than she has been for the last 15 years. And, you know, you talk around it that way. But I think we're just going to have to, I think it'll get better. I think we'll have to work our way around it for the time being and just let it kind of unfold.
Coming back to rural health insurance. It's authorization.
Right.
What I'm really thinking on the budget side, how bad is it?
The conferees have reduced the outlay, in fact, from $700 million in 73 to just under $400 million in excess of your budget. The next year, it is $500 million over in 74 as compared with, that's the over. It's $400 million in 73, 74.
Let me say that the other side of this coin is we have to do something.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely. Now, let me just go down the line about the OEO bill.
OEO is in shape to veto because of the legal services thing.
Should be veto.
We should veto. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that will they clean it up?
Well, they try if they can.
Will they able to veto? Can they sustain a veto?
Oh, I don't think they can sustain a veto. They may clean up the legal services. They may split legal services off and just send you OEO, which they haven't been willing to do in the past, as we've asked them to do. And this is Javits primarily.
I think it can.
See, that was sustained before.
The idea of being against the court, what would happen?
No, we do it on the same principle we did before. We say this legal services thing is unsound governmental practice. We ask them to separate it out so it could be considered separately. They haven't done it. OEO can operate on continuing resolution, so we're not doing any violence to the OEO program. So we veto it.
Sanchez doing all right over there.
All right. It's a caretaker. It's a caretaker operation.
Yeah.
And he's complaining because he doesn't have the stroke that Rumsfeld used to have, and so on and so forth. But he's back him up. Oh, sure. Yeah, he does a good job at campaigning. He's out around the country constantly.
Of our business.
Yep. And
good follow through.
Well. Do you want me to leave this rural thing with you?
No,
I'll take it back.
My inclination is that Sputz has been a good soldier. I have been talking about this for one hell of a long time. You know, we did that around the country, embargo,
yep.
Everybody was all steam on.
Yep.
It's a bad idea of mine. If you analyze it, doesn't do too much violence to the idea. I just think it's a waste of money here or someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just think that you can't be in a position kicking the farmer.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Now, we did that with the old folks. That's not, in other words, it's our constituency. If we're talking about their constituency, like the space of the OEO constituency, that's a different matter.
And the governor's going to try to take these people away from us.
Right.
Because he's got a natural base in the Midwest.
He can't do it.
Oh, we can't do it, but he's going to keep us busy.
I agree.
Sweeping up after.
But on the other hand, we'll have to. That's really the best place to use that. I mean, he ought to get the hell out. And I think it's good to get him into Alaska and the mountain states and south and stay the hell out of other states. I should agree.
Yep. Wish we could get him off this youth and war thing that he's on.
Jesus Christ, I'm quite a hell. Why tie you into the war? First of all, you aren't against the war. So she's basically why separate them out.
Great.
Yep. All right. Try it. Okay. I hadn't thought of it.
persuaded by Buttons, and I think it would be too bad to hand McGovern a ready-made issue in our constituency.
All right.
So that's...
I'm excited.
Okay. We don't need to say anything to anybody for the moment about it. And I won't say anything to the cab or anybody for the moment.
No.
Had a long visit with George Romney on Saturday.
Very well about that.
Okay.
I think that's a pretty much rough blackmail. The more I think about it. And I'm also almost inclined to let it go.
Right now.
I mean, I don't think I have to. I just want to have one damn tit out there.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know how you're going to have to handle it all the rest. And if Romney leaves, would we put Rumsfeld in?
Sure. He said he would. He said there'd be no problem, but he just wanted to keep his scalp.
And his jackass, I think. Of course, his scalp's going to be good because everybody else is going to be.
Sure.
What I meant is in January, but to see this keep him on in March is going to be. Well, really, it's not fair to the others.
He's angling for something the others don't get.
And it's not right.
No.
I'm not going to make this deal. I just don't think. I just think it's bad. When you first suggested it, I said, keep him in March because you said there was a housing scandal or something. I didn't know about the scandal. Fringes. But Jesus, we're not to blame without our
well, yeah, we are, in a way. Now, he is. See, that's the point.
All right, he's under the days and we clean it up.
Yeah, that's the other way to go on this. He's under heavy fire. The mortgage.
Do you have anybody else in mind for the job?
No,
Romney.
No.
I really think Romney can do it exactly well.
Yeah, he could. There are a couple of other guys out around outside of government, but Romney's far and away the best one inside.
You've got to have a man we can trust. Yeah. Just come put it and so forth.
Okay, I'll pass the word.
There's one thing that Romney had to understand. So, you know, when he got a hold of OEO, he needed to give up. Cut it back. He's got to understand he's there to get rid of the HMD.
Yeah.
Except for the conventional. And they'd rather expand the convention. The model cities, for example, out in the nation. I mean, the kind of budget we want to see on HMD is going to be. I think if Romney gets it, it's got to be on the basis that the budget has to be written here. I mean, because that's one of the agencies we're going to just decimate. You know, except for the you see the other way down. I mean, model cities has got to go
well.
Some of those things. We've got to get rid of some things, John.
We've been arguing that model cities should go. We've been arguing that HUD should be folded in the community development department. He ought to agree, generally, to the special revenue sharing list of HUD programs that are going to be eliminated. He ought to agree to the concept of the Department of Community Development.
That's a condition of his doing it.
Yeah.
We may get that someday. We may not get it, but at least we can try.
The other, let's see. I have been passing the word that you're firm on the veto of the water bill.
Yes.
Okay.
That's an appropriation.
Right, and there's just all kinds of hair on that, regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, just,
I can get by with that.
The burden on private industry is just
not
a question.
Can I suggest this? That we really got to then, the private industry and all of our so-called vested interests, for Christ's sake, have got to step up. They ought to be doing it anyway, and I suppose they are, because they're very government economics, but they don't stay here. We should have done
it. Yep, yep.
I don't think we did it for that reason.
Well, and also,
I put up with my mother.
Yeah, that's it. See, it relates back to this message that's going tomorrow.
I would bring it back to you, bring it back, lay it on the money.
Yes.
So don't lay it on the other hairy things. Don't give them anything else to shoot. I have a great, great veto message saying this exceeds the budget by so much. Yep. That's what I feel we've got to do. Now, the education thing,
yep.
When will that come down?
I don't know now. It's slowed down.
They're trying to clean it up now.
They can't clean it up very much, but the timing is haywire. I don't know when that's going to come. Maybe next week, it may not.
John, one other thing briefly on. I've changed my idea about the platform by reason of something that I saw in the news summary about the fact that the platform left Congress alone.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you got a little...
Yes, I did.
See the note
yep.
I got.
Yep.
You see my point? down the street, but let's go down this platform, a platform of reform for the future, progress for the future, a charter, let's see, a charter for progress, a charter for progress, charter for progress.
Well.
Charter for reform and progress.
I pass along your criteria to Rhodes.
Yeah.
We've signed off on the content here at the White House now. And his guys, Marty Anderson and Burris, are doing some editing to tighten the thing up, but it runs about 165 double-spaced pages.
And they know that everything that ought to be in every special interest,
right.
Every special interest group of any significance, the comments that ought to be in that.
Right.
What was the group that you covered people in?
So they left out the government employees. But they also said practically nothing about farmers. The
border policy thing was absolutely unbelievably bad.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Leslie Bacon, but she's a little fat girl in Seattle who blew up the Capitol up here. Now,
oh, yeah.
And she's been indicted for perjury.
I just didn't know she was from the Capitol.
She's part of that commune.
Yeah.
And the grand jury in Seattle has indicted her for perjury. And they want to try her. The judge has compelled a disclosure of domestic taps that might relate to her. And the fact is, the Justice Department, Mitchell authorized taps on four peace groups prior to the May Day effort to tie up the government. And Leslie Bacon was a member of one of those four peace groups. So there will have to be a disclosure to that judge and to the lawyers on the other side for the fact that we have four peace groups. It doesn't taint her case. She could still be tried and probably convicted. But the Justice Department called over and said, how do you feel about disclosing the fact that we had these taps, which has subsequently been declared illegal, on these against the war groups? And I've counted noses around here among the senior staff, and they're about evenly divided on it. About two points of view. I wonder if you have any strong feelings about it.
Well, yeah, I'm sure so.
Well, you can refuse to disclose, in which case he'll quash the indictment. If you disclose, the attorneys for the defendant will undoubtedly leak.
I will disclose it.
Not.
We don't even share about the indictment. Judge.
It's old Bill Beeks who was appointed by Truman. Now he's right at the end of his career. He's about to retire. Well, that's all my...
One of the things I was going to say that all these domestic things are here. If you would get in the very... Get your people and comparing the points, the talking points that they're going to be going to the press, try to think to put in what will make the news. In other words, a grammar. That's far more important there. The readings are excellent from a factual standpoint. They are not just in terms of that sort of thing. In other words, somebody ought to sit down with the price group.
You just about have to do this yourself, but
somebody's got to sit down and say, now, what the hell? What is the grammar beyond all of this? You know, like the little drug thing, I thought of a couple of things about
yardage
here on the 5 yard layout can be, and then we were on the defensive, now we're on the offensive. Now, all that certainly gets a little bit so people understand, rather than we've doubled the number of people that are putting up my comments.
I talked about he passed this along, and
I just think it's right now. If you tell your whole staff, you let them think of a tune right now. Tell your staff everything is political. The facts are not very, they're relevant, but they're not important.
Yeah.
That's all. They're really not important now. The programs are relevant, but not important. Everything is political. And just think of things that, you know, codes, slogans, codes, slogans, little one-liners. It's outrageous, but I don't know whether on the platform that we would go on a summary and have it, or if you were thinking about that. You could put a summary on what I had. You could have a preamble that everybody there is.
These
things we believe.
Yeah.
Carry these things out.
Yeah,
I don't want any reference to the platform to the Democratic administrations. I want to very carefully run that to the Johnson-Kennedy administration. You can say, here's what we found, and here's what we have done. Something wrong.
You don't want the word Johnson.
I don't want Johnson news. I don't want Kennedy news. Do the comment and address. I told all the speakers that.
Okay.
I don't want the word Democrat in Russia. I don't want Republicans. Republican, of course, has to be used.
Yeah.
But don't use the word Democrat.
Say previous or past or...
The opposition party or something like that. The opposition, the leaders of the opposition party. Rather than Democratic Congress, I'd say the Democratic controlled Congress, all the cool things like that. The opposition Congress, what called the opposition Congress. It's a very important difference. If Rhodes balks too much, it doesn't make that much difference. But it will help a bit. Our platform doesn't give our Democrats for next too much trouble in terms of what they're for. Incidentally, speaking of the mayor, I just talked to him briefly afterwards. I was just speaking to get away to Harvard. I don't know what did embarrass him. He said, well, that he read a couple of columns. That's right. Threatening Sheridan for praising this exhibit of my wife. He says, I don't know if you noticed, but he says, I made the most nonpartisan speech that could be made. I don't know what they hear.
That's interesting. The Hillenbrand, who's the lobbyist for the counties, buttonholed me out here and took me aside. He said, I guess you know I'm a Democrat. He says, I've been around here since the Eisenhower administration. And he says, I never felt that I could support a Republican administration politically. But he said, I'm busting my ass for the president. And he said, I think it's awfully important that he get reelected. He says, he's been good to me, he's been good to us, and more important, the other guy is just a crazy.
He thinks he's a crazy guy. You know, an interesting thing afterwards, I'm sure you have the power in the office, so there's a meeting in Manetta, the Italian.
Yeah.
Who is the mayor of San Jose, very partisan member.
Yeah.
There's a government on there or something. Came up afterwards, wanted an order after this.
Is that right? That's the county where the Democratic County Commissioner shifted over and announced.
Who is it? Is that
Chicana? Yeah, it's San Clara County.
Of course it is. I didn't get to talk to the mayor, could I suggest you give Rizzo a call?
I've already done it. Let's take care of it.
What did he say?
Well, McGregor's going to see him today, so I called McGregor and asked him to be sure and take it up with him.
Excellent.
And so we'll get a report back. Secondhand, I wanted Clark to find out how well Rizzo knew him. So Clark's going to explore it with him, and then they're going to recommend to us the best way to go about this.
Thank you.
I'd know him by sight, but I've never had any dealings. Yeah.
The Justice Department, according to Johnson, according to Connolly, down there, he was the former American Jacobson's partner, his legal son, the drunk that ran off. And when he did a lot of stealing and so forth, Jacobson's emperor must have been asked to pay the debts and so forth, and some of the farmers. The Justice Department has him, sir. It's hanging over him. Let me just say that the guy is probably a Republican, a power Republican. He probably wants to screw the Johnson. That's it. The thing that I would urge is to let me tell you their precedent for that. We had a situation where
what is your reaction to this?
Well, I'm surprised.
How are they going to play?